With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate passed a six-month spending bill yesterday, just hours before a government shutdown, overcoming sharp Democratic opposition to the measure and sending it to President Trump to be signed into law. The legislation would fund the federal government through the end of September. It would trim non-defense spending by about $13 billion from the previous year and increase defense spending by about $6 billion. Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says South Africa's ambassador to the U.S. is no longer welcome in this country.
Rubio on X accuses Ibrahim Rasool of being a race-baiting politician who hates President Trump and says the ambassador is persona non grata. It's highly unusual for the U.S. to expel a foreign ambassador. In February, Trump signed an executive order cutting aid to the South African government, saying that white South Africans were being targeted by a new law that allows the government to expropriate private land. Because of apartheid, white South Africans, who make up roughly 7% of the country's population, own about 70% of farming land. Donna Warder, Washington.
The replacements for NASA's two stuck astronauts are on their way to the ISS. SpaceX launched the new crew from Florida's Kennedy Space Center last night. The four astronauts should reach the space station later on tonight. That would pave the way for next week's return of Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, who have been living in the space station since June, ever since their Boeing Starliner capsule malfunctioned and had to leave without them. A sprawling storm system crossing the country, causing deadly crashes, overturning semis, and dozens of wildfires in several states. At least five tornadoes touched down yesterday in Missouri, and threats of more looming for the Mississippi Valley into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says it affects around 100 million people. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a victory for religious freedom on America's college campuses.
The University System of New Hampshire has agreed to stop censoring articles in the student newspaper because the author refuses to list his, quote, preferred pronouns in his byline. Liberty Counsel represented the student and is praising school officials for their decision. A statement from the legal group says, quote, the First Amendment guarantees a right to express or not to express according to his or her religious beliefs and political values. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations is expressing concern about religious freedom in Kyrgyzstan. A panel of UN experts is back from a trip to the country and warns that the government of Kyrgyzstan has introduced legislation that restricts freedom of religion or belief in a manner incompatible with its legal obligations. The new laws would limit how and where Christians can worship and levy large fines on any church that holds a gathering without government consent. This is SRN News. Explorers have discovered the sunken wreckage of one of the first steel cargo ships to travel the Great Lakes. John Scott has more.
The Western Reserve sank during a gale on Lake Superior in August 1892. 27 people were killed. Wheelsman Harry W. Stewart was the lone survivor. Searchers from the Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society used side-scanning sonar and an underwater drone in July to find the wreckage in about 600 feet of water, about 60 miles northwest of Whitefish Point on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The Society announced the find at the annual Ghost Ships Festival in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. John Scott reporting.
Amid widespread economic turmoil, the price of gold has soared to another record high. Gold futures are past the $3,000 per troy ounce mark for the first time this week, per fact set, and the cost of New York's spot isn't far behind. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news at srnnews.com.